Well, still to come between now and nine, the detail of those tariffs. We hear from the European Commission the desperate situation in Gaza as aid is airdropped. Lives at risk because of colonoscopy waiting lists. And we look ahead to who could be long-listed for the Booker Prize.
In business, Bank of Ireland announces a €721 million half-year profit, and Philips counts the cost of the EU-US trade deal.
And in sport, Gary Ringrose ruled out of the Lions' third test against Australia, and emotional day at Ballybrit as Alan O'Sullivan rides Filey Bay to victory in the feature.
Good morning again on Tuesday the 29th of July. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Maggie Doyle and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
A man has been sentenced to death in Lebanon after he was convicted for his part in the killing of Irish peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead while serving in the region in December 2022. The main defendant in the case, Mohammed Ayad, was not present in court when the sentence was announced. A number of other men were also convicted in relation to the shooting. Donal Ryan reports.
Private Sean Rooney of Newtown Cunningham in County Donegal and several colleagues were just a short distance from the main highway into Beirut when their vehicle was fired on in Lebanon in December 2022. The 24-year-old was killed while driving an armoured Jeep. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, confirmed that Ayad and a number of other men were convicted. However, he described the fact that Ayad is still at large as unsatisfactory. Lebanon has maintained a moratorium on the death penalty since 2004 and has carried out no executions since then. The death sentence is expected to be commuted to a prison term in the future.
A man suspected of killing his wife and two children in County Fermanagh last week has died. Police said 43-year-old Ian Rutledge, who was being treated in hospital for gunshot wounds, died last night. No one else is being sought in relation to the triple murder of Vanessa White, who was originally from County Clare, and her teenage children, 14-year-old James and 13-year-old Sarah. The details of the funeral arrangements have been released, with a service of removal for the three murder victims taking place in Maguire's Bridge tomorrow at 11 a.m. They will lie in repose in the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Barefield on Friday evening, ahead of their funeral mass and burial on Saturday afternoon. The Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, is to update the Cabinet this morning on details of the trade deal between the EU and US. Mr. Burke will outline some of the exclusions Ireland has campaigned for as part of the negotiations, including a zero-for-zero arrangement on aviation. The Minister will also set out the supports that were available from Enterprise Ireland for businesses impacted by the 15% tariff on most goods exported to the US. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris, is to convene a meeting of the Government Trade Forum this week to provide an update on the trade deal. The group is comprised of state agencies, business groups, unions and senior ministers. A gunman in New York has killed four people, including a police officer, before dying from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. A man armed with an assault rifle entered a Manhattan skyscraper that houses the headquarters of the NFL and offices of several major financial firms before the shooting. The Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery in Northern Ireland has appealed for witnesses to come forward in relation to two investigations, following requests from the victims' families. The investigations relate to the deaths of two people in Belfast in the 1970s and 80s. Anya Nialichor reports.
Teresa Carson was found dead at the side of the Glen Road in November 1974. She was 47 years old. It's thought that Teresa attended St John's GAA Social Club on the White Rock Road and that she was a witness to a robbery at the club. She was last seen in the grounds of the club after midnight on Sunday the 24th of November 1974, getting into a white-coloured car. William Marchant was shot outside the PUP offices on the Shankill Road at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, the 28th of April 1987. He later died at the Mater Hospital. He was 39 years old. In both cases, the families who lost their loved one came to the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery seeking the truth about what happened. Today, the Commission said the witness appeals would involve distributing posters and organised leaflet drops in the areas relating to both investigations. Anya New Gallagher, RTE News, Belfast.
Severe flooding in Beijing has killed at least 30 people after heavy rainfall intensified around the Chinese capital and surrounding provinces. Over 80,000 people have been evacuated from the city as rains are expected to last into tomorrow. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's Arona R290 heat pump for highly efficient, environmentally friendlier heating. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and misty to start with some occasional drizzle along the west and northwest, becoming mainly dry this afternoon with a touch of drizzle in the west and northwest. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees.